This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Foreign governments evacuated diplomats, staff, and others trapped in Sudan as rival generals battled for a ninth day with no sign of a truce that had been declared for a major Muslim holiday. Sudanese are desperately seeking to flee the chaos, and many are risking dangerous roads for the northern border into Egypt. Fierce fighting raged in Omdurman, across the Nile from Khartoum. More than 420 people, including 264 civilians, have been killed and more than 3,700 in the fighting between the Sudanese armed forces and the paramilitary group known as the Rapid Support Forces. U.S. Embassy personnel have been evacuated from war-ravaged Sudan, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
As the warring military factions in Sudan continue fighting for control of the country, U.S. Special Operations Forces swoop down into the capital, Khartoum, loading up some 70 embassy personnel into helicopters and flying them out. There were no shots fired, and the military was on the ground for less than an hour. Once the American diplomatic staffers were safely out of Khartoum, President Biden called for an end to this unconscionable violence. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Thousands of migrants detained for months in southern Mexico formed a new caravan in protest on Sunday to head for the capital to speed up their applications for U.S. asylum. The migrants, mostly Venezuelans, started their march north early in the city bordering Guatemala, where detention centers have been overwhelmed by their vast numbers. Some said they expected to reach Mexico City in about 10 days. This is VOA News. Former President Alejandro Toledo has arrived in Lima after being extradited from the United States to face charges he allegedly received millions of dollars in bribes in a giant corruption scandal that has ensnarled four of Peru's ex-presidents. Toledo, who was Peru's president from 2001 to 2006, surrendered to U.S. authorities on Friday, ending a years-long legal battle against his extradition, which started in 2019 when he was arrested at his home in California. Police and officials from Peru's prosecutor's office received Toledo 77 at Lima's airport early Friday. The U.S. government may soon require natural gas-fired power plants to install technology to capture carbon emissions, sources said, as President Joe Biden's administration enacts new rules to help decarbonize the power sector in 12 years. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The sources said the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, is expected to unveil standards for new and existing power plants, which belch roughly a quarter of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions. Utility companies may need to decide whether they want to build new natural gas plants with what's known as carbon capture and storage, or CCS technology, or zero emissions renewable energy. Biden has pledged that the power business will decarbonize by 2035. According to the Clean Air Act, the standards must be based on, quote, the best system of emission reduction, technologies deemed affordable and technically feasible.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Issues with government-funded food aid have worsened hunger problems in the U.S. state of Alaska, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Thousands in the state who depend on government assistance for food have waited months for aid, exacerbating a hunger crisis made worse by the pandemic, inflation, and the remnants of a typhoon. Around 13% of the state's roughly 735,000 residents received supplemental nutrition assistance benefits in July. The backlog began in August. One city recently used $38,000 raised for a children's spring carnival to buy residents basic supplies. I'm Julie Walker.
Candidates of Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida's ruling party were projected to win 4 of 5 parliamentary seats up for grabs on Sunday, domestic media said, in what is likely to be seen as a sign of growing support for the premier. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.